This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Becky from Tacoma is. Becky, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That felt like the longest commercial break of my life.
Well, thank you for hanging
Same
on.
Here.
It's time for you to take down Steve, so I need for you to get out of here, sir.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Becky will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Becky?
Yes.
What color are shelled pistachio nuts?
Green,
yes.
Brown.
Keith Moon played drums for what band?
Rolling Stones.
No.
Pink Floyd.
No.
Led Zeppelin.
No. In what decade did the Pillsbury Doughboy first appear on TV?
60s, 70s,
yes, the
80s.
60s. How many eyelids does a cat have on each eye?
1, 2, 3.
3, correct. On a snowboard, what is the end opposite the nose called?
Butt?
No.
Pass.
What was the last name of the family in the Cosby Show?
Huxtable.
Yes. How many operas did Beethoven write?
2.
No.
1.
Yes. What river flows through the Grand Canyon?
Mississippi.
No.
Columbia.
No.
Oh, this is terrible. I passed.
Which director made Jurassic Park, E.T., and Jaws?
Why can't I think of his name?
You know what,
though? Oh, my gosh, he's so famous.
You did not do terrible. You got 5, which is split right down the middle.
Okay.
Becky, do you have good? Becky, do you have good hair?
Yes, and you asked me that last time I did this, too.
Good. I'm Becky, glad.
Becky with the good hair.
Consistent.
Did you just do a Beyonce? Is that Beyonce joke?
Sure.
Who's Becky with the good hair, right?
Who's Steve with the no hair?
Okay. I walked right into that one.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What color are shelled pistachio nuts?
They are green.
They are. Keith Moon played drums for what band?
The Who.
Correct. In what decade did the Pillsbury Doughboy first appear on TV?
The 60s.
Yes. Nice. How many eyelids does a cat have on each eye?
2?
No.
3?
That's right. On a snowboard, what is the end opposite the nose called?
Is that the bow?
No.
The rear?
No.
The Goofy?
Nope. What was the last name of the family in the Cosby Show?
Oh, the Huxtables.
It was. How many operas did Beethoven write?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
1.
Yes. Oh, what river flows through the Grand Canyon?
Let's go. The Rockies?
No.
The Columbia?
No.
The River of Tranquility?
No. Which director made Jurassic Park, E.T., and Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Correct. What branch of science deals with projectiles?
Physics.
No.
That's as good as going to get. I can't think of anything else other than just saying vomit.
Steve, you got 7 correct. That is a win. 7-5. Sorry, Becky. Next time you'll get him.
All right. Yeah, I'll try again. Thank you.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Apparently, you and Becky are not snowboarders. The end opposite the nose is called the tail.
The tail.
And the river that flows through the Grand Canyon is...
The Colorado.
Yes.
Oh, how about that?
The branch of science that deals with projectiles is ballistics.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
It wasn't right on the tip of your tongue.
No. Did you study ballistics? Well, yeah.
No.
You probably did at WSU study something.
Well, okay, Becky was from Tacoma. How far is Tacoma from Puyallup?
Depending on traffic, it's like 20-ish, 25 minutes.
Well, then everyone from Tacoma better be showing up to Sunrise de Mayo on Saturday. Not too far to Puyallup from Tacoma.
Hell no.
I'm coming all the way from Stanwood, and we're going to be there starting at noon.
You don't have to worry about, hey, what am I going to do? I can't leave my dog alone for a few hours. You can bring your dog. It's a dog-friendly place. They have a dog menu as well. You can bring your kids.
Yeah, you don't have to leave your kid home alone for several hours either. Bring them.
Yeah, unless you want to.
We're going to be at the Red Dog in Puyallup in Sunrise Village.
Plus, we'll be playing Beat Migs there.
We absolutely will be, and you can get the details on the party at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, you went to Costco yesterday.
I went to the land of...
dangerous purchases.
Impulse purchases that I don't use. We still haven't used our Creamy Ninja thing. And yesterday we purchased another thing, which I'm almost certain we will never use. Although maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe this will be the catalyst. This will inspire us. We're walking around. We're checking everything out. They have these tents. And these tents that they were selling were a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And also they have lights inside the tent. So I'm like, that's pretty freaking cool. Like, you have a tent and it already has built-in lights. Like, how awesome is that?
You could have your own little rave in there.
And I don't know if they can change the colors, but my wife and I are going back and saying, that'd be fun. We should actually try and go camping for a change. I'm like, you know what will make us go camping? If I buy this tent. And so I grabbed it. And yes, we purchased it, $100 for this tent.
It said
it fits six people, which I think is very ambitious. I feel like you have to really snuggle in if you want to get six people. I feel like it'll fit a family of three somewhat comfortably.
Steve, when was the last time we went camping?
Danny, I'm not even sure. It might have been 15 years ago, but I'm not positive.
Do you want to know something about camping, though? This is very serious.
We're not going to do it?
It's intense.
And the funny part is... that's not the only impulse purchase that we made. We also purchased one of these giant, like, Lilo and Stitch squishmallows for Tatum. That was the first purchase we made. Because, like, she's always wanted one, and they finally had it. So I'm like, let's get it. And so now my wife's, like, having this meltdown at Costco. She's like, we're buying too much stuff. Let's put something away. What does she grab? This thing of, like sea salt that's, like, $8. I'm like, oh, okay, because that $8 is really taking us over the limit. And she's like, well, we got to get rid of something. We can't. This is going to be too expensive.
Well,
so now we have a tent, and I'm curious to see if by summer's end if we will actually have used it.
Nope.
Have you ever made a purchase only to never use it? 206-803-ROCK. We do have someone on hold who bought something that is just too confusing to use. We're going to chat with them in a minute, but first, Aaron from North Bend, tell us about the purchase you made only to never use it.
Yeah, I bought a twin turbo kit for my car and then had work issues, which prevented me from installing it or being able to afford to tune it. So I have about $10,000 worth of parts at my house just sitting on a shelf.
Could you resell it, would you take too big of a hit on the resale?
I could resell it. It's a niche market for a car that was imported into the country.
Oh.
And also, it's good to just keep that as a constant reminder of a very expensive purchase.
206-803-ROCK.
I don't feel so bad about the $100 tent after all.
Bob from Tacoma, what is that purchase you made only to never use it?
Hey, morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you, Bob?
Good. Steve, I think you can appreciate this. I bought a Donner guitar pedal, and what it does is it loops. It has every effect known to mankind. It emulates 35 different amplifiers, everything, and the thing's just too frickin' confusing for me.
Have you tried a YouTube tutorial?
Oh, yeah.
When all else fails, get on YouTube.
Either.
And it was even after the YouTube tutorial, it was just too much.
Yeah, there's too much going on. And, you know, you push one button halfway down, it does this. You push it all the way down, and the screen lights up. And if the screen lights up, it'll do this.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, I fried too many brain cells when I was young. I can't comprehend everything.
I've been guilty of that, too, where I'll get, like, a musical thing, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to learn how to use the synthesizer. It can't be all that hard. I've seen people do it, and I look at this thing, I'm like, there's just a lot of freaking buttons.
I have another question for you, though.
Yes.
What about your hockey gear that you bought a couple years ago? Have you used that yet?
I promise.
I'm going to bring that gear in and hit you over the head with it. No, I think at some point I'm going to use it.
Do you think you're going to use it or the tent first?
Or the ninja creamer.
Oh my God.
You guys just want me to... I should just come in and just give you guys money. Because I'm just wasting money. Might as well give it to you guys so maybe you can put it to use. Because I feel like we're just spending money in my house for stuff that we never use. And there's only one person to blame for it.
Tatum.
Sure.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never seen the YouTube series Drumeo. You should absolutely check it out because what they do is they take very popular drummers and they ask them to play drums to a popular song that they've never heard before.
It's one of my favorite things to watch. They'll take like, you know, like a well-accomplished, well-known like metal drummer and then like have them play like a song that like a rock song or even like a Taylor Swift song, not hearing the drums, just hearing everything but the drums and see what kind of drum parts they create, which makes you realize how important... Okay, I'm biased because I'm a drummer, important a drummer is to a freaking song. Because it can change it, like Chad Smith, when he did a certain song, it changes the vibe.
The Mike Portnoy Taylor Swift one was amazing.
Yes.
So John Stamos was part of the Drumeo family Uncle Jesse. And they had him try to play along with Papa Roach's Last Resort without ever having heard that song before.
First of all, John Stamos has got the coolest drum set because it looks like they went to his place as opposed to him going to their studios. It's like this red, white, and blue glitter. And like he's an accomplished drummer. He's played drums with the Beach Boys and with some other artists as well. Granted, he's not an accomplished metal drummer, though.
Well, this is the setup of his segment.
We'll play you a song with the drums removed.
Okay.
And then you can come up with your own drum part. And then at the end, we'll play you the original version with the drums in. We'll tell you what it is, who played on it. Sound
good?
I don't
want anything like, you know, Rush or...
I won't give you any...
Because Rush sucks. That's
no! Right. It's because it's too hard for anyone.
Yes.
Rush or...
I won't give you any prog.
Okay.
Or Meshuggah or anything.
What's Meshuggah?
Oh my God, he's such a sweet old man.
Although you say that, then you look at the video and he looks younger than all of us.
I mean, I think
how
he's,
is that possible?
What is he, like early 60s? But he's a fine man.
He's like 60-ish going on 27. It's insane how good that dude looks.
This is some of the audio of him playing the song.
And again, like he does not know the drum part. So he's just playing along to the bass drum, to the bass guitar and vocals and nothing else. If I cut my arm bleeding, do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? And with my night tonight, chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight. And I contemplate to do a side. Cause I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. I love that he actually turned it into like a more like high speed drum part. You would think the Beach Boys guy would tone it down a little
right?
bit.
I totally dig it.
No, you did a great job.
Well, then they unveiled to Uncle Jesse who the band was.
And this will make all of us feel maybe a little old.
We got it, dude.
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
Okay, first of all. I never thought of Jacoby's voice sounding like Ozzy, but I can almost hear it.
Oh, God. That just...
That Ozzy Osbourne?
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
No, but good guess.
Oh, really?
The band? Have you ever heard of Papa Roach?
I have, but I don't know the music
okay.
at all.
The song.
Yeah, if you knew the music, you would know that freaking song.
Because that's the song.
I mean, if you're going to know any Papa Roach songs, it's that one.
The song is called Last Resort, and the drummer is Dave Buckner. The song is massive on YouTube. It has...
Is it new?
No, it's from...
And you.
No, it's from 2003.
I wasn't born then yet. That's the thing.
It's got 246 million views on YouTube.
What is YouTube?
I love him.
Stamos is just sweating. Like that song was like a full-on cardio workout for him. It was pretty freaking... It was awesome.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel like that the Papa Roach song
I mean, you joked and said new and new. I would put that as maybe the all-time great new metal song. Is that a Limp Bizkit?
I was just going to say over Limp Bizkit and Roland.
You know, but I mean, as far as staying power,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Papa Roach kind of went out of favor for a little bit. I never gave up on them, but some people did.
It also has one of probably the coolest intros in music in general.
Yeah, I feel like Papa Roach's Last Resort has never really gone away. Like, it's always been a song that, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people love. Hell, I mean, Danny, it's not even an emo song, but you play it at Emo Night at Numo's. Which is what is this weekend?
Yes.
This Friday night.
This Friday. And it always hits hard. I mean, yeah. And there are like other new metal songs we can play, but I think that something about Papa Roach and even like I would argue like Linkin Park, like yep. They both kind of just like teeter that line of like we all listen to that as emo kids and so now it's like acceptable to get into. But that's the only one. You don't play anything else by Papa Roach. Like
no.
You don't play Scars. It's just Last Resort.
That's funny how that is. That's the one.
So we are all obviously new metal appreciators.
Well, I was shocked because I went online to say that Papa Roach has got to be the number one new metal song of all time. And then I go online and it's not. But it was by Spin Magazine, which is a pretty reputable music magazine. They put it at number two.
Oh, boy.
Not number one.
Well, I bet that someone listening right now is a new metal aficionado. If you like your new metal, call now because we want to put you to the test.
Nobody a bigger aficionado than Danny, who's wearing a red baseball cap backwards. Didn't even talk about great timing.
It's very dursty, for sure. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you ask Steve Migs what the greatest new metal song of all time is, he would say...
Papa Roach.
Well, according to Spin Magazine, that is not... the number one new metal song, Steve.
And we're not just randomly thinking about this, although this does sound like one of those shower thoughts that we would have. It's because John Stamos just played drums to Papa Roach's, Uncle Jesse played drums to Papa Roach's Last Resort, and I was like, man, that has to be the greatest new metal song of all time. But Spin said, no, it's number two.
What's number one?
Well, we'll have to find out.
Okay, deal. Let's put our rockaholics to the test and go track by track. What we're going to do is play one of the bands that made the list, go track by track. We start with the drums.
Yes.
We add in the other instruments as we go along, and then you call out what new metal song, new metal band you believe it is. We've got Justin on the phone. Justin, you're a new metal fan. Who's your favorite new metal band?
You know, I was going back and forth for a while. I was being like, Mushroomhead, Slipknot, but I'm going to have to go with one of my all-time favorites, which is Linkin Park, even though, but it's more on the lines of I go back and constantly listen to Linkin Park compared to going back and listening to Mushroomhead.
And I know for sure Slipknot and Linkin Park were considered one of the top new metal bands. And Linkin Park is definitely a band that started off that way and then kind of went down a different road. But I think they still deserve the new metal nod.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with the one that they picked, Spin Magazine, as the number one new metal song of all time. Are you ready, Justin?
I am ready.
All right, we're starting with the drums. We'll throw in some bass, guitar, and then the vocals. And hopefully you can figure it out before the vocals. Here we go. I'll give you a little bass.
Freak on a Leash?
Yes.
Holy cow, I was not there.
I thought for sure nobody would get that until that, like, that this guitar part pops in.
Oh, Korn is one of my all-time favorites, and it will always be. And that particular song, my buddy's dad played on these huge horn speakers and blasted it through the whole neighborhood. It was excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you could get a dog collar from Korn, part of their Freak on a Leash collection.
It's a very nice collection. They also have denim harnesses. It's very cool.
Okay, so that was number one.
Color me surprised. I did not get that one at all.
No.
You didn't? I thought, Danny, honestly, I thought once you heard the drums, you're going to be like, oh, I got it.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Just the guitar.
Are you ready for what was picked as the number four? Number three, number two was Papa Roach. Number three was the Deftones. I didn't think anybody was going to be able to figure that one out. But number four, I feel like, let's put it in Taryn Daly's hands.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Start with the drums. All right, we'll throw a little bass.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, it's Chop Suey.
Yes. I feel like Danny would know because I think you play this at Emo Night as well.
Every time. Mosh Pit always gets started to this one.
I love this music video too. It's so dope.
Do you remember the first time you heard this song?
Yeah.
I'll never forget hearing it. I was working at the end, and they say, oh, a brand new System of Down. Because we were playing like Sugar, which was off of their first record. Like, brand new song. It's going to trip you out. I'm like, how so? And then I hear it. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I don't think anybody had thought, like, how is this ever going to become a popular hit of a song? And sure as ass, it did.
All these years later, making the list of Spin Magazine.
All right, one more. Number 7 greatest new metal song of all time. Danny, it's on you. Are you ready?
Limp Bizkit, Nookie.
Oh,
Break Stuff. I was close.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised that Nookie wasn't ahead of it, but you know what? I'm not arguing. I think Break Stuff is a way cooler song.
It's way more popular too.
That but has more staying power.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to break stuff. Not everybody wants to get laid.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.